Hot takes.
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
Yeah.
And now the Pepper and Genie Show with Darren Atkins and Ken Stroh. All right, take it, fellas.
There it is. That's the open.
Okay.
I like the open, but nobody really calls me Ken. Except for Frank Cusimano. Frank
does.
Yeah,
Cus did. Cus did.
Yeah, Cus did for some reason. He never called me Iggy's. Hi, Ken. Anyway, welcome to Pepper and Genie, the Thursday edition. Almost through, is this 2 or 3 weeks we've been doing this?
I think we're on the third week.
Third week? It just goes by. Like I said, this is just stream of consciousness. I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday. And today, we're going to talk about one thing, and then we were outside smoking, and we brought up something else. Oh, let's talk about it on the air. So that's what this show is, Plaus. It's just whatever comes to mind at 10 o'clock, that's what we talk about.
Well, TMA has been around for 17 years, and I can tell you why it has. It's because we don't do any show prep.
None.
Imagine the show if we had sketches and segments played out, what we're talking about, what drops are going to be played. Just come in here. We all come in here at separate times. So it's impossible to do show prep. And that's why it's good. It's all natural.
I remember when Barrett came over to 590. He had his whole ESPN thing he wanted to do. Like he's back at ESPN. And he wanted the show rundown typed up and given to him before each show. And I worked with a host that really didn't want to do any of that. And I told him, I said, look, this is my ass on the line. He wants a show rundown, what we're going to do each segment. And if you don't help me out with it, I have nothing to put down. So I go into the studio before the show, and I say this is a three-hour show. I know we'd have two guests, so those segments would be guests. And I'd say, okay, what do you want to do here? Cardinal breakdown. All right, next segment, calls. Next segment. More calls. I can't write down Cardinals, calls, guests, calls. I can't. This show, perfect. Tim runs a perfect ship, and we just jump in. That's what I like.
Yep.
I don't like the structured crap.
Oh, I hate planning and any of that. It would ruin it. So, yeah, we did. I mean, I was kidding on the show about talking about Swamp Ass, but we kind of pepper some topics out beforehand and kind of see what we're feeling. So I like the topic we have today, and it's DMV in general, you know, license plate tags, property tag or sales tag, things like that.
Now I don't have that this year, even if I did have my car, which I don't have it anymore. So I guess when I get a car, I don't know if I can transfer Iggy one or if I have to get new plates. I don't know, but my plates were good till 2023. So I didn't have to worry about it this year anyway. And last year, as I told you outside, last year was the first year that I was given a notice. You know, when they send you your thing in the mail saying your plates are due, this is what you need. Take this to the DMV with you. I said, but you are eligible to renew online. I said, wow, how does that work? So what it does is you just get your inspection. You have your two paid personal property taxes from the 2 years. Give them your credit card, put all the information in, and they mail you your stickers. Didn't have to leave my house, which is a... You've been to the DMV, not having to go in that place is just, it puts you in a great mood.
Yeah, and for me, I'm telling you, I haven't got, my license expired, so I'm going there after the PNG today. 2 months expired. And last 8 years, those are really tough to kind of keep track of. Obviously, I was told about a month and a half ago from the gas station attendant, so it's not like it was a huge surprise, but just kind of procrastinating. Every time I go in there for tags, you have about three or four people for tags and plates. So, you know, the line moves rather quickly. When you get a license, those waits are an hour, at least. So mentally preparing for that. I like the one I go to because you can put your name in, and it gives you a rough estimate around how long it's going to be. So I'll judge if I'm going to do that today based upon the foot traffic when I get there.
I think a lot of places now you can do that where it tells you what time, and then it will update you. So I can just go out, sit outside and smoke and look at my phone.
Yeah, they have text notifications.
There are two in front of you. You're 10 minutes away. There's one in front of you. You're next. When I say you're next, you walk inside. You don't have to sit there among the masses of whatever.
You could tell with the facial expressions, people hate everything in there. And I understand. I mean, it's not a fun place. I'm from Illinois, so what? Missouri and Illinois, there's so much of a difference at the DMV. In Illinois, you don't need a safety and emissions. You can literally get a beater junker and update the plates on it. They are $100 instead of, I think they're $25 or $50 for 2 years. So they're more expensive, but you don't have a lot of the hoop to jump through. When you buy a car, which was news to me as well before I bought my Jeep, was in Illinois, sales tax is included in the purchase price of the vehicle. Missouri, you pay it your sales tax once you get your plates. So with a person who doesn't understand that, you walk in thinking you're paying, you know, your 2 year tags for $100, in and out, no time, here's the purchase, here's the, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, the $2,000-$3,000 surprise of paying the sales tax before you get your plates is not something I was used to. I just think there's a lot more hoop to jump through in this state than what I was used to in Illinois.
Well, I think it's pretty easy. I mean, the fact is you have to go in there and have to sit there is the worst. Now, I got to do it online last year, and I didn't have to do all that. But, I mean, I can get banty at times about certain things. I think the bantiest I ever got was 1 year at the DMV. And I'm one of those guys that I know what I need. The thing they send you in the mail, got it. The two personal property tax receipts from the prior 2 years, got it. Proof of insurance, got it. My license and my wallet, good to go. You sit there and you listen to the people that are in front of you.
Didn't bring the proper documents in.
Oh, I didn't. I have insurance card. I just left it at home. But I do have it. It doesn't work that way. You can't just say, yeah, I have it. Trust me. After person after person after person. And I actually blurted out one time when the third lady got up there and goes, oh, that the personal property. I mean, it's paid. Can you look it up? Because I don't know where they are. I probably lost them. Honey, do you see that sign right there? It should be changed. This is what you need. If you don't have it, get the F out of the line because you're not going to talk these people into anything because they don't want to be there working anyway. They hate their job.
I agree, and I'm going to dispute that a little bit. I agree with everything you said up until the personal property tax receipt. Usually when you do your taxes, you have that in your folder. Sometimes you should be able to go to the DMV and they have access to that. I'm not saying they should have access to your insurance cards. I think they should have.
They're not looking up anything for you.
I agree, but I think there needs to be implemented into their system that they show property. Because if you have called the courthouse, I live in the city, so it's a little bit more difficult to get customer service. You got to call the courthouse to get it emailed. It's a big to-do, and it should be fairly easy for them to look it up. Not saying it's their job. I'm saying it should be in the future. They should change that. What I love is the worst one I had was I went, waited about an hour and a half for the plates, finally was up there, had everything all in order. Me and Madison are on the same insurance. Both of our vehicles are on the same Geico insurance. The card that I had online, screenshot, was of the Jeep, but we needed the CRV. I had the CRV there. But it's the same policy number, the same ID number. They're both on the same insurance. They would not let me do it until I had the CRV insurance card, which is the exact same card, only it says that vehicle instead of my Jeep.
Yeah, they will do nothing.
That is freaking crazy.
1 year I had, they messed up. Not me. The people that sent my personal property tax back, they messed up. I had a 98 Buick. They put 97 Buick.
Oh, and you, dude, changing that?
Same license plate and everything. So I get there, and I have everything. She goes, we have a problem here. It's not the right car. What do you mean it's not the right car? I've had this car for 5 years. This says 97. Your other one says 98. I said, well, it's the same car. They just messed up. They put the wrong date down. You guys put the wrong date down. I didn't. Here's mine, 98. You put 97 down. Well, you need to go change it. Why do I need to change it? I mean, you think it's I'm going to pay for somebody else's personal property tax? You think I'm paying for somebody else's plates? It's my car. It's just 1 year older. You got the wrong date. But do you think it's not my car that it's not my car. I'm going to pay for somebody else's. I'm still paying for it. Nope. I had to go all the way down to the courthouse or government building or whatever and have them change the whole thing, which was their fault to begin with. So for them, you think they're going to look up personal property tax receipts, they ain't helping nobody.
I think it should just be standard when you look up somebody's information. They'll obviously type in your information, make sure everything's accurate. I think there should be a little checkbox. If it's checked, that means they pay their personal property tax. If it isn't, then you have an issue, then you go. But I get updated insurance cards and ID. All that is standard issued. The personal property tax is super annoying.
What you do is when you get it, just put it in a drawer. And you know when it's in a drawer.
You know, we have a full drawer and, you know, have all that. We move so much, dude. Yeah. We lose stuff all of the time. It's basically in, like, the Bermuda Triangle of our basement. Like, it's amazing what you'll find and what you won't be able to find after about 10 or 12 moves. So I get annoyed. I'm dreading it. I think the time and day may work out for me. You may have a worker or two on lunch. I think that's going to be my problem there.
Yeah, but you go there on 12, you're screwed.
But maybe, yeah. Like I said, I'm going to go in there and feel out the room is basically what I'm going to do. If it's a full packed house, then, you know, maybe I'll see them on another day. But they let me into the casino with an expired license, which I was very surprised. I mean, but it's not a fake.
Maybe driving on it, yeah, they can say, well, it's expired. But if you needed to get ID'd, it's expired. So what? Hey, that's my picture, right? Yeah, that's a real license, right? That's my date, right? Yeah. Why? Who cares if it expired? You have the information you need. How old I am. That's all you need. I'm not driving in the casino. I'm telling you how old I am. Oh, God, it's just one thing after another. And now I'm asking the question here because you'll be podcasting this, our listeners. And after you listen to this, here's my question for you. I could probably go look it up myself, but I really don't want to. Last year was the first year I was able to get my license plate renewed online. Didn't have to leave my house. My license expires on my birthday of this year. July of 2022. They don't give you any warning on that.
No.
How often do I look at my license? I mean, I'm at an age, nobody's carding me anywhere.
And they last for 8 years.
If I get a ticket, I got to give them my license. But other than that, I'm never looking at my license. And I think I had it done, like, what is it, every 10 years?
I think it's 8 for mine. I don't know if it varies. But yeah, this is my first actual Missouri license. That's how old they last. I mean, I've been here for 10 years.
So you're not paying attention to it. I wonder if my license is almost. You don't look at it. I just happened to see. I took it out for something. I had to give my, when we came here to Hubbard, you had to take out your license and give them the identification number. And I looked at it, said, oh, my God, it expires in 7/25/22. My question is, can I get my license renewed online? Can they use the same picture and everything? And just send me a license.
I think the part you're gonna, they like to take updated picture, and they're weird about doing anything online in terms of verifying your address. That's a big thing. That's why I literally had to wait 4 days because all my bills are online. I had to wait 4 days for my Spire bill to be mailed so I can prove that this is my address. So like I think they want you to jump through all the hoops, and the license, they want an updated picture, and they want to make sure that you're proof of insurance. And they have none of that online.
But I can do that. I do that with my license. My license plates, they have proof of insurance that I send them there. And why do you need an updated picture? I mean, first of all, last time I got it done, she told me to take my glasses off. I said, why? Well, you don't want glasses on with the picture. I said, well, I do because I wear glasses. If you want a picture you want a license with my picture to verify who I am, wouldn't you think you'd want to take it with what I wear? And I wear glasses. She made me take the glasses off. So it's, I mean, you can tell it's me, but still, if you want it to be authentic, why wouldn't I wear glasses? So I don't get the whole thing, why I got to take another picture. You have that one. Here's all my information. Can you send me the license? I don't want it. And then I got to give you that eye test again. I just have my eyes done. I don't need you to give me an eye test. And then you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And, we'll mail your license in 6 weeks. Well, in 6 weeks, my license will be expired. So what does that matter? Here's my license. It's expired. Well, I just had it done. Well, where is it? It took 6 weeks to get here. Now I'm going to get a ticket because my license expired it didn't get here in time?
In that situation, you will have the receipt emailed to you. I've done this. I've had it take a long time. It was when I bought my Jeep. It took a month and a half or 2 months because my title, there was an issue with my title, the transfer of the title. And so I waited 2 months after my plates expire, but I had a receipt emailed to me. Both from Dick Dean, the Dean team, as well as the person in charge of it. No, fine. It ended up working. It's annoying. It's certainly a hassle, but you see expired plate from 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I had a neighbor whose place expired in August.
Oh, I took a picture. I got to see.
2017.
I know you may not be able to. This is the first time I took a picture of one in a very long time. This was.
They don't care anymore.
Yesterday. I know you may not be able. That's 8/30 of 2018. That's a new, like, that is almost 4 years old.
My neighbor's was 2017 of August.
That is crazy.
Well, he never got a ticket. And he said, "Oh, I'm fine." I said, "Well, what about, you're going to have to pay personal property tax at some point if you ever want to get your plates done." He goes, "Oh, I don't have to pay that." I go, "What do you mean you don't have to pay that?" He goes,
"Well, you're going to have to pay the fine, too."
He said, "Well, I got those 5 years. I don't have to pay it. And then when I get new ones, I just pay this year." I go, "You think they're not going to charge you for all the past personal property tax you didn't pay?"
You're screwed.
Yeah, so anyway, I think we can both agree that the DMV is the worst.
Yeah, I'd say waiting at the courthouse, because you wait in switchbacks to get a piece of paper, and then you go to like another line in like another area. I think that's like the biggest tease. You're almost done. Nope, you just started the process.
Now that ties into the question I wanted to ask, because I think we could probably agree that working at the DMV is something we would never want to do.
I respect the hell out of it, because it takes a lot of patience, man.
And they don't have patience for the most part.
And it's monotonous. It's the same shit.
They're not happy to be there. They're not happy to be there. They get fed up with people not having stuff. And when I went banty that one time, just yelled, "It tells you what you need. If you don't have it, get out. You've been here for 5 minutes trying to complain that, trust me, I have insurance. Well, show it. You don't have it, out." So I get up there and she goes, "What do you need?" I said, "Well, I'm in the license plate renewal line. What do you think I need?" And I said, "Here's a novel concept. I have everything you need." I couldn't wait to get out of there. So that's a job nobody would want. But it made me think about a menial job that you would think, nobody wants to do this, that you would actually want to do. Ooh. While you're thinking about that, I'll say I brought it up because yesterday, I love bagging my own groceries.
I kind of like that, too. I like to
Schnucks.
See a task that you can finish.
Yeah, well, I was at Schnucks, and, you know, a lot of times there may be four or five checkers, but only three baggers. And I kind of like when I get to the checker that has no bagger, because I like doing it myself for a couple of reasons. One, I'm pretty good at it. And two, I'm helping out the girl, because she would have to bag them if I didn't, because she has no bagger. But three, I like as few bags as possible. And I will tell the guy, if I do have a bagger, that I'll say, "Buddy, get him as few as possible." Now, yesterday, I spent $130 at the store. He got my groceries in 10 bags. I went out to the car, and I transferred a bunch of stuff, and I got everything in four. So still, if you think about it, $130 for four bags of groceries. But I get out there to the car. I said, "I'm not going to carry in nine. There's one bag just with the bread and another bag just with the hamburger bun. You could put those in two. And I'll put the eggs and the three packets of instant potatoes on there and tomatoes and potatoes on the side. And then I'll put the bread on top of that. I can get like nine things in there. You got two in two bags." I like bagging. So a menial job that probably a lot of people don't. You think it's a kid after school doing it, a retired guy doing it, or a woman doing it. I would do it at any age because I kind of like bagging.
To me, I love talking to people. When I did my self furlough for a year and a half, I went into sales and loved talking to people. I honestly, we're talking remedial job that you would think somebody would hate, but you would probably be good at. Isn't that kind of where we're?
Or a job that you think, God, nobody would ever want to do that, but I think I kind of do.
I think I'd be a great customer service person. Honestly, I know it's like the worst in terms of calling people.
Really?
I think I'd be really good at it. I can calm people down. I can fake a smile over the phone. It all depends on the company, too, I guess it would be.
How about Target?
That would be a tough
Walmart.
One.
Walmart.
I was thinking like a Spectrum, you know, or an Ameren.
It's a little different
because it's quick, easy solutions. That or a couple of my buddies in my hometown who I grew up with, a lot of manual labor jobs there. There's not a lot of, you know, corporate jobs in Canada. There's a lot of manual. Pouring concrete, because you see the end result. And like the smoothing out of the concrete, kind of like ASMR style.
I was just going to mention that.
You kind of can see you smoothing it out, and it's in sections, and it dries separately. I think that whole process, it's certainly hard labor in 90-100-degree weather, but I think I would enjoy the start-to-finish product of that.
Yeah, that would be, especially in the summertime.
Oh, it would be brutal, dude. Just absolutely brutal.
But there's no way I could do customer service. I mean, I would be at Walmart.
You would be terrible at customer service, Iggy. I'll be honest.
I would last a day because I've seen people that I've had to bring something back, and I've seen people in front of me.
Oh,
yeah, I want to bring all this back. And there's like 15 dresses, four pair of pants, six shirts. I don't have a receipt. Half of this has been worn. Did you just wear this for a couple of weeks for your wardrobe, and now you want to bring it back with no receipt? And tags are off of half of them. I couldn't put up with it. I would say, do you have a receipt? No, get out.
People watching and the unnecessary comedy and the stories you would have from a job like that. Like, I sell a lot of funny things at Burger King. It's a, you know, meaningless job. But the customers you deal with, some of the coworkers you work with, some of the stories that you'll see late nights, early mornings there. You know, you have those stories that you cherish forever. 13-8 of the woman, 5-9 of the man. Terrible, but I'm glad I worked there because of all of the funny comedy that was happening there. And I think customer service, you would find a lot of interesting people and stories and, you know, excuses that people make up to try to get their money back.
And some you can tell are just fed up and they just don't care anymore.
I love it. You break them down and they go, okay, you can have your money back. It's going to be on your credit card.
They don't even care anymore.
I'm done.
I was in front of a lady, or behind a lady at Kohl's one time, and she's got 3 bags worth of stuff and she doesn't have a receipt. And she goes, this doesn't fit and this, I don't like this and this.
We're done.
No receipt for anything. And the lady's going back and forth. I need a receipt. You got 30 things here. There's no receipt for any of it. Tags are off of some of this stuff and this one's got mud on it. She's going back and forth, and you can tell she was just so frustrated. And this lady got done, and I walked up, and I had an umbrella I bought there, a patio umbrella. And one of the things were broke, you know, when you pull it up.
Oh, yeah, I got the stems, yeah.
It was bent, and I couldn't get up. And I said, yeah, I got this last week, and I said, I can't even get it up. It's bent. She goes, do you have a receipt? I go, I don't, but this is the model you guys sell. You're the only ones that sell this model, and I can't find the receipt because I thought it was fine. She goes, just go pick one out. I said, I need to come back out here. She goes, no, just whatever. Just get the same model and you can just go. I just went back, got another umbrella, and just walked out with it. Like, God, she must have been frustrated. Just said, do what you want to do. Go get one and leave.
Before we end it, I think it's super funny that when people buy things on credit cards and expect to get cash back for the return, it's like, what the hell kind of a world are you living in, bud?
We'll put it back on your credit card. Nah, I'd rather have cash.
And of course, everybody would, but that's not the concept of paying for it on a credit card. It's credit. It's not your money necessarily. You just have to pay that money back. So I love those arguments. It's like, you don't want to say they're stupid, like, but having to explain something so simple, I don't know if I could be handling that without like a smile on my face or about being a total dick with like dry humor, dry comedy.
Couldn't do it. I've been in line before and I waited so long and was just ready to yell at the person in front of me. I said, oh, I don't care. These pants don't fit. I'm going home anyway. I'll wear the high tides. I don't care. I can't stand here anymore. Yes, I'll look like a piece of shit with these pants on because they don't fit, but I'd rather do that than stand in line any longer behind this person.
1,000,000%.
All right, there's your pepperoncini. Kind of a just...
I like the ranting a little bit.
Yeah, just a little rant. Just let some steam off.
I'll let you know how it goes. It's going to be a shitty day, so I'll let you
know. Let me know. Yeah. And people that listen to this, you can put something on the fan page if I can get my license. Driver's license renewed online. Plowsy, have a good afternoon at the DMV. Can't wait. I'm going to go to Schnucks and look for a green Cardinal hat for Tim and see if I can't apply for a bagger's job.
The hours will suit you.
Yeah, well, a few hours here, bag, and then where's Strode? Not smoking. That'll last about 2 weeks. Hey, there's 9,000 things in this bag. It's ripping. So what? Less trips for you, though.
All you got to do, I know Dave Peacock.
All right. Plowsy, we'll be back at it again tomorrow. Iggy with you. Pepper and Genie right here on TMASTL. You can download the app and it takes you to everything. Our show on YouTube, our podcast, Tim's podcast, Pepper and Genie, all of it. Just go to TMASTL, download the app, and then you're subscribed to everything. We'll be back at it again tomorrow right here. TMASTL, Pepper and Genie, Hubbard Radio. See you tomorrow.